KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 70. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 41. Sunny and 72 throughout Wednesday, then partly cloudy with a low around 48 throughout Wednesday night. Breezy on Thursday, sunny and 67. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And 30 Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas Department of Corrections says 55-year-old Michael Rogers died yesterday at Hutchinson Correctional Facility. Rogers was serving nearly a 30-year sentence for first-degree murder in Shawnee County, and the cause of death is unknown, pending the result of an independent autopsy. The city leaders in Shawnee have made their decision concerning their embattled city manager. Council members on Monday night voted to fire Doug Gerber 2 weeks after an inappropriate video involving Gerber was sent to city employees. The video showed Gerber involved in explicit activity. Council members went into an executive session around 6:45 last night, and all seven of Shawnee's council members in attendance voted to terminate Gerber with cause. Gerber had remained on administrative leave for the past 2 weeks. The city's director of public works, Doug Whitaker, is serving as interim city manager. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick. Our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association.
Williams 27 of Lawrence was headed westbound on U.S. Sentra, driven by Paul C. Duncan, 58 of Lawrence, and after the impact, a 2017 GMC SUV driven by Angela D. Chance, 44 of Lawrence, ran over debris on the roadway. Duncan was pronounced dead at the scene. Williams was transported to KU Medical Center, and Chance was transported to Lawrence Memorial Hospital. On Monday, Kansas Tourism announced the distribution of $500,000 in attraction development grants. The funds will be split among 14 communities across the state for tourism attractions to develop new or have enhancements made to existing sites. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. Governor Jim Pillen issued an executive order requiring all state public servants who have continued to work remotely since the COVID-19 pandemic to return to the office, facility, or field location assigned by their agency beginning January 2nd of next year. Pillen says, quote, Nebraskans are back to work, and they expect that our agencies are fully staffed and open for business Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A 16-year-old Nebraska girl is charged with first-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony after allegedly stabbing her newborn to death, as according to Gordon, Nebraska police. On November 6, Gordon police went to the home following a report that a teenage girl had given birth and the baby was not breathing. Court documents reveal the officer saw the child's throat had been cut through the windpipe and there were multiple stab wounds on the left side of the chest. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High Plains Resources advised Washington County commissioners that they will be drilling for gas, hydrogen, and helium. KXP Resources had drilled 3 test wells in Marshall County this past year and plan another 3 in the Greenleaf area. Reportedly, hydrogen was discovered in previous test wells north of Blue Rapids. Seismic surveys along county roads will begin the process and will assist in locating specific drill sites, which should be finalized early in 2024 when permits will be obtained. Land leases are being negotiated with landowners for access, and the drilling process could continue much of next year. The Washington County News reports the focus will be in the Little Blue, Barnes, Lincoln, and Kimio townships. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Fair Association will be Wednesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Nemahal County Commissioners went on record supporting Jackson County efforts in promoting extension of 4 lanes of U.S. 75 north of Holton. KDOT has offered $25,000 toward use of Nemahal County roads for a detour for replacement of a box culvert, which will force closure of K-9 at V Road. Commissioners urged negotiation for an increase. Discussion was held with the Fair Board regarding a new horse barn, which they would fund, asking Nemahal County for property and utility assistance. Consensus was to support the project. It was suggested land be acquired from the City of Seneca so that the county owns all property where fair activities are located. The Northeast Kansas Officials Meeting will be held at the new Meadowlark Extension Building in Seneca. Gage County is working on grants to replace the Blue Springs Bridge. Public input is encouraged and will be part of a conversation at an infrastructure outreach meeting Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Blue Springs City Hall. Valley Heights USD 498 November regular meeting has been moved to Wednesday at 6 p.m. and will include a public hearing at 5:45 regarding the district's open enrollment policy. Vaccination clinics will be held in several Marshall County communities Wednesday and Thursday this week. The health department will offer flu, COVID, RSV, pneumococcal disease, tetanus, and shingles vaccines at the Blue Rapids Community Center Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. and the Waterville Community Center from noon to 1. Then on Thursday at the Summerfield Firehouse, 9:30 till 10:30, Axtell American Legion, 11 until noon, and in Frankfurt at the Nutrition Site, Thursday from 1 to 2. Walk-in vaccinations of the Health Department in Marysville also welcome anytime with no appointments necessary. Marysville Public Library will host a houseplant care meeting and swap Thursday at 12:15. Kelsey Hattisall with K-State Research and Extension Office will share how to care for houseplants, and participants may bring along a plant to share snips. River Valley Extension will feature Fall Floral Fiesta in Washington Thursday evening. Women in Agriculture will host this ladies' night out with networking, fun, and floral designing. The event at the KSDS East Building Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP is requested. Marshall County Public Works advising Yonder Road in Clear Fork Township, Washington County, will be closed 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. effective today for replacement of a structure under Yonder Road between 20th and 21st Roads. James L. Sloan, age 84, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for James Sloan. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, ham balls, scalloped potatoes, peas, and apple rings. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and diced peaches. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
B&W Electric reminds you that now's the time for a furnace maintenance call to ensure that your home will stay comfortably warm all winter long. Make a call today and their professional service technicians can schedule an appointment to check your home furnace, replace filters, and advise of any repairs needed. Don't wait until it's too late and you're in the cold. Call B&W Electric in Hanover today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Breezy on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still sunny but cooler on Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and partly cloudy Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 56, record high on this date 80, the average low 33, and the record low just 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:08, sunset this evening at 5:15. It's 37 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Elton Dan and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
Check out the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Winning and losing ugly. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 10 of the NFL ended in Buffalo on Monday Night Football. Bad football, if you ask Josh Allen. His Bills on the losing end of a 24-22 decision against the Broncos. How did we get there? Broncos, down one in the dying second, scrambled its field goal unit for a 41-yard attempt that went wide right. But wait, a flag.
5 men on defense. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Oh, my Lord.
So Denver's Will Lutz got another try, this time from 36 yards out.
Kicks it on the way, and it is good.
The call on KOA. This an NFL record 6th game this week to be decided by a walk-off field goal. Denver improves to 4-5 on the campaign. College hoops, a shocker at the Palestra.
Chris Archie Diacono into lob a pass into the forecourt. It's tipped away, grabbed by Perkins, and that's going to do it. The Quakers have stunned Villanova.
On the Penn Sports Network, UPenn defeated the 22nd-ranked Wildcats 76-72. Elsewhere, 7th-ranked Houston drubbed Stetson 79-48. Number 2 Purdue took down Xavier 83-71. To the NBA, a 22-point comeback for the Raptors in Washington, tied late.
Shot clock at 5. Siakam drive. Pull-up jumper. Goal!
Bucket! On TSN 1050, 111-107 wraps your final. Around the association, Jason Tatum put up 35 in Boston's 114-98 romp over the Knickerbockers, and the Kings fended off the Cavs 132-120. NHL, the Oilers looking to get their season back on track.
Now Draisaitl, he'll get the puck to McDavid. His shot!
Our thanks to 630 CHED, Connor McDavid with the power play marker en route to a 4-1 win over the Islanders. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline Report.
Well, we're finding out. Farmers are tapping into their savings from recent good years instead of taking out loans at the higher interest rates that we're facing today. These higher interest rates have concerned me, and especially when people have to go there to stay in business. In any event, got some good news here. According to surveys conducted by regional Federal Reserve banks, the reports from them indicate that the average operating loan issued in the past summer was almost 20% smaller than the previous year's average. The Oklahoma City Fed noted that lending activity has weakened, influenced by nearly 2 years of rising interest rates on farm loans, which have significantly increased financing costs for farmers. And while the farm economy has shown moderation due to narrower profit margins driven by commodity prices, increased expenses, credit needs have risen for many farmers, mainly due to the high input costs. And I'd have to agree with that. If we could ever get the input costs to go down at the same time that our output income goes down, we'd be a lot better off. But we have no control on that, and we very seldom see that happen. USDA predicts that net farm income will amount to about a 22% decline from the record back in 2022. That's a pretty big decline. And despite that decrease, the income for this year could still be the second highest ever recorded. So our prices are pretty good. They've come down, if just those expenses would come down with them. The decline in income is attributed to lower receipts from crop and livestock sales, which we all know has come down in price, coupled with higher expenses.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer Brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer Brand A-Series Soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention all growers. It is here. Beer with a Breeder this evening, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center. Join Performance Ag in hosting Les Kuhlman, a pioneer soybean breeder, and learn what's coming in soybeans and what gets us there. 7 p.m. Waterville Community Center. Be there as you will also hear talk about the new threat in corn, tar spot. Thanks. It'll be a great time.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. During the fall, certain producers should consider applying anhydrous ammonia. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz says why anhydrous ammonia can be useful for future crops. He begins by explaining benefits that producers could see by taking the time to apply it now.
This is a good time for thinking about anhydrous ammonia. Obviously, there are some advantages of putting fall application of anhydrous. Some of those are basically just give us a little bit more flexibility. In many cases, we may not even able to put anhydrous in the spring because of wet soil conditions. And so it is a good time of the year to do that. There are, of course, some considerations also in terms of price. You know, we can have oftentimes much better price during the fall, and even availability of anhydrous sometimes is could be an issue in the spring. And so we do have many farmers who do fall application of anhydrous.
Diaz emphasizes why cooler soil temperature is crucial for anhydrous ammonia and the reaction that takes place in the ground upon application.
Soil temperature is really one thing that we need to look very closely for anhydrous, just making sure that we don't lose that nitrogen by the time the corn is needed. We have to keep in mind that stay in place. And so if we kind of review a little bit what happened with anhydrous when you apply to the soil, obviously the ammonia pretty much immediately convert to NH4, which is ammonium. And that's basically a quick reaction that essentially just require water. Obviously, we're not going to use that ammonium. We're not in mobile form. So as long as we keep that ammonium in place, that's stable there in the soil. The challenge is once you have the ammonium NH4 convert to nitrate, the nitrate, as we know, is mobile, and we can lose that nitrate by leaching. We can also lose that nitrate by denitrification. That's the key point here. We want to make sure and keep that nitrogen in the ammonium form as long as possible. Something to keep in mind is that ammonium conversion to nitrate is a microbial-driven process. And of course, as we have lower soil temperature, that microbial activity is going to slow down. And that's why it's important to be watching that soil temperature very closely as we are applying anhydrous this fall.
He lists what producers should think about before deciding whether or not to apply anhydrous ammonia.
I do like fall application of anhydrous for Kansas. We do need to pay attention to other details, which is very important. And again, that's one of them is soil temperature, application conditions, use of inhibitors. Those are going to be all very important to make sure that nitrogen stays there for the corn next year.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz on fall application of anhydrous ammonia. For more information, go to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and find the October 26th e-update article, Consideration for Fall Application of Anhydrous Ammonia. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock down bull sale Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. There will be 175 Angus black-white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. 200 black-white face and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old. They'll have August through October calves. There'll be 130 black, red Angus and Hereford first and second calf heifers bred for January through March calving. We'll have over 300 black-white face, red Angus and Hereford cows. There'll be spring calving cows, including four dispersals. These cows are 3 to 8 years old and be bred from February through April calving. There will also be 17 Angus, Hereford, and Balancer bulls. They'll be 18 months to 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Thanksgiving makes an early arrival this year, so it's already time for advanced prep. A little advice for the overwhelmed today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. Former First Lady Mamie Eisenhower was born on this day in 1896. Thanksgiving is just over a week away, and if you'll be hosting the big meal, now is the time for some battleground preparation. Here's a few things that can be done early. Clean up countertop clutter and make room in the fridge for prepared dishes and leftovers. Clean tarnished silverware and check for spots on glassware. And since the big bird will require most of your attention, consider preparing appetizers, soups, side dishes, and desserts in advance. We have a long list of make-ahead Thanksgiving dishes on our website. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 38 degrees this hour. Mild again today, highs around 70 on tap.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Talk. Kansas State men's basketball team took care of business at Bramlage Coliseum last night, taking down South Dakota State 91-68. Cam Carter scored 25 points on 10 of 20 shooting from the field. The Wildcats now head to the Bahamas to compete in the Bahamar Hoops Championship. Their first game against Providence will be this Friday at 5 o'clock. That game will air on CBS Sports Network. The first weekly honors from the Big 12 Conference were handed out, and one of them goes to the number one Jayhawks. Hunter Dickinson averaged 19.5 points, 8 rebounds, and shot 4 for 4 from three-point range, earning his first weekly honor at KU. Number one Kansas takes on number 17 Kentucky tonight at the United Center in Chicago for the Champions Classic. Tip-off is set for 8:30 on ESPN. Mid-America Network Sports.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY.
Since I lost.
flying high tonight. He's got a brand new lover. Here you come on running. You're looking for some cover. I know you're sitting lonely. I know.